Welcome back to the Sneak Diss, your weekly podcast on sneakers, sports, culture, and other nonsense, made by sneakerheads for sneakerheads. Find the podcast streaming on iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, YouTube, and on the website, which is updated daily at www.thesneakdiss.com. Get at us on Twitter at @the_sneakdiss, Instagram at @thesneakdiss, and check out the Facebook page, The Sneak Diss Podcast. And now, on to the Sneak Diss.
Follow us or else.
Yo, episode 20. Made it to 20.
Oh,
I'm hyped. And I didn't even know it was 20 until I started writing down stuff for the show. And I was like, yo, episode 20 is finally here.
And you forgot the champagne again.
Oh, you know what? I did have to bring some champagne.
You didn't even say anything earlier.
Man.
About what?
It being 20. You ain't hype.
You yeah. should know. You a part of the show. Yeah. You should know.
I know that. But you said, I'm hype. But you just were like, I'm hype.
I'm hyped, you know.
George has missed like 30 episodes, so he's negative 10.
Yeah, it's episode 14 for you.
Yeah, episode 5.
18, it's episode 14 for you, episode 18, 19 for 18 you, episode 17. 19 for me, huh?
That's true.
18 or 17. I've only missed 2 or 3.
Oh, no. Anyways, Greg.
One time I was in Canadian
authorities. Yes, custody.
Custody.
Yes. Greg, Ryan.
Yes, sir.
George, general manager.
Eight.
Special guest in the building, big homie, Johnny Gonzalez is here.
What up?
Give those Twitters and IGs if you like.
All of them should be the same. Fresh_DS23.
So, coming in, hang out in the building with us today.
Waiting for that BHT Fest,
For that BHT
That's
Fest.
That's it.
You going to Heat of Summer Soul too, right?
I'll go to Heat of Soul as well.
Oh, okay. It's going to be cracking, man.
They're definitely going to be two good events.
All right, Ryan, what are we talking about today?
Got some good topics today. We got our inductees to the Hall of Flames. The first 3 inductees ever into the Basketball Hall of Flames.
Ever.
We're going to talk about sneaker ads, past versus present, and do we even need them anymore? Then we will get into the top 5 sneaker ads, print or TV, of all time to us.
To us.
To us. Right. Our favorite. And to me.
And actually, I don't think you could be wrong on any of these. I don't think you can.
I bet George will find a way to say that I'm wrong about at least 2 of my ads.
Wait. You talking about be wrong about the ads or be wrong about what people voted for the Hall of Fame?
Oh, no. I don't think you can be... Oh, well, you could... Okay. Ads, we can... ads, you can't be wrong on. It doesn't even matter. I don't even want to say to us because...
I mean,
there
I'm still
nobody
gonna say,
should be agreeing.
I'm still going to say suck if it sucks.
Yeah, you're going to say suck.
If it sucks, I'm going to say suck. Guys.
Also, one other thing. Besides Ben Had Those Fest, which kicks off August 20th, from noon to 7.
Shout out to Charles.
Shout out to Charles and Ben Had Those. It is also free. We also have a 20% off promo code on our Instagram to Manor Boutique in Phoenix. So be sure to head into Manor Boutique at 100 East Camelback Road, Suite 102. Check out the website, manorphx.com. And when you go in, mention the Sneak Diss ad, they will give you 20% off any purchase in the store until August 14th. So get your back-to-school stuff, get your backpacks, check out the brands on their website, get yourself some nice shoes, lace yourself up, nice clothes, take advantage of it.
Manor, we said this last week.
Yep.
Manor is one of the nicest spots in Arizona. It really is.
Let's go back to some pickups. I didn't realize that you could vote for 10, so I just voted for 3. I actually probably would have clicked on the DMP.
What are you talking about? You can only vote for 3.
Oh, I thought you could vote. Oh, then I did it right. Okay.
Why did you vote for 10?
Then I voted for those 3. Then the 3 that I voted for and 3.
You voted for Galaxy Phones?
He skewed the results just like everything else.
I didn't vote for that as well. I voted for something that took super L's, all right?
What'd you vote for?
I voted for Grant Hills.
Okay.
I voted for Shadow Ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then I voted for... God, I can't think of the little
Shadow Ones.
I might have voted Chicago. List. All right, but oh well. So, once again, what made it?
Once again, the Chicago One High, the Jordan 11 Space Jam, and the Nike Foamposite Galaxy.
Trash.
The first ever inductee into the Hall of Flame basketball.
That's not trash.
Just because you wanted it and drew an actual picture when it came out doesn't mean it's Flames now.
Copped them. Got them canceled.
You drew it like in 28-bit, like whatever it is, like Nintendo bit, 16-bit or whatever it was. It was pixelated.
I drew it on my desk and took it to George's office. Like, we copied.
He said, I think he even wrote on there, we're getting these or something like that.
I wrote something.
No shot.
Prayer or something. All right, well, I guess y'all not happy with the phones. It is what it is.
I'm not surprised because people are going to vote for stuff that they want. You should take the picture. That's worth a lot. That's just how it works.
So, topic today, what are we talking about?
Nike, or not Nike as.
Sneaker ads in general.
Where they were, like, past and present, like, what they were when we were coming up, like, what they are now. Do we need them anymore?
Yo, speaking of which, hold on a second, because I'm sure this will be discussed later. Did you guys hear today Nike is folding their entire golf thing? Like, it's only the equipment. I thought it was everything, and I was, like, wondering, like, what.
What do you mean, like, Tiger, clubs and all that?
Yeah, I was like, is Tiger still going to get paid? Is Rory McIlroy still going to get paid? That's just crazy, though. Like, but I guess they're still doing apparel, so I imagine they'll still get paid based on, wearing the stuff. But, yeah, they're not making clubs, bags, or any of that anymore.
Wow.
Oh, man. So is the apparel going to be general Nike, or is it going to still have the Tiger Woods logo?
I don't know. That's a good question. I wonder about that, because that was kind of crazy when I saw that. At first, someone texted me, and I was like, oh, that's not a big deal. And then I was like, wait a second. Tiger has, like, a lifetime, like, $400 million deal.
And they're still dropping cleats and all that stuff. I'm about to go get them golf balls at the outlet, you know? Because I'll be copping them golf balls anyway.
I think their equipment was terrible anyways. That's my personal
opinion. You can hang on to those golf balls. They'll be collector's items.
Yes. I have no idea. I never used a Nike bag, golf club, nothing like that. So
that's kind of crazy.
Anyways, do we still need sneaker ads? Do sneaker companies still need commercial and print ads? And this is only brought up because of the new KD commercial. I don't know if y'all saw it. Y'all saw it? You seen it, Johnny?
I have not seen it yet.
It's like, it's all white. Driving to the hoop, some classic jam in the background, shaking everybody, and like a dunk from like almost a free throw line, dunks it. And I was watching it, and I was like, man, I don't remember the last time I seen a single player ad for Nike or anybody. Like,
for real.
I haven't seen one.
I guess you see, there's been Steph Curry Under Armour ads, right?
I don't even remember seeing those.
I don't either. No. Brita Water.
Oh, yeah, maybe it was that. That was Dookie. Anything with him in it is terrible.
Did Blake Griffin have one?
Oh, he did.
He's had a bunch of Foot
Locker
ads. I remember
more of his Kia ones then.
Yeah, I do too.
And he's had like a bunch of like Foot Locker ads. I don't know if he's had, he's had a Superfly.
He's actually a really good salesperson. I don't know if you call it a salesperson or whatever, but he's good. He's
just
a good actor or whatever.
Yeah, I just like him.
He's entertaining.
I would never buy a Kia. I mean, I'm just personally, but. Hey, I mean,
they got great warranties.
He's good at what he does.
I'm in the market for a car, so I'm going to need you to chill just in case I come rolling up in that Optima.
Okay, you're not buying a Kia.
You never know.
Kia, if you're listening, Greg.
Yo, I'm ready for that Optima if y'all listening. It's good enough for LeBron. LeBron pushes it.
LeBron drives a Kia. All
right. So
there was something from LeBron recently that was – didn't Nike do a Cleveland championship commercial or something?
Yeah, I guess. But it's not like promoting product. I mean like a product –
Well,
commercial,
like LeBron 13, all the LeBron shoes, 12. I mean, all the shirts, all the like Cleveland championship gear.
Oh, that's championship gear. I mean, like for a LeBron sneaker. I haven't seen a LeBron sneaker
commercial. But I also don't think that I watch commercials. Like, I feel like I just DVR everything or like watch it on.
And when commercials come on, you fast forward.
Yeah, you fast forward through it.
Oh, so, that might be a good point. They might be out there and we ain't seeing them.
True. Because I know LeBron has some when he was in Miami, right? The whole follow him and, you know, those type of things.
Oh, that's right. Was it about sneakers, though?
I think it was just all Nike.
Like a Nike commercial.
Didn't really highlight a shoe.
I don't know, man. Thinking about it, it just made me think like, I mean, obviously, we're around the 90s, late 80s and things like that. Mm-hmm. And like, just thinking about the classic commercials on like what they did for shoes. Oh, like, we didn't have the internet and we didn't have that. So like, I mean, we use the internet, Twitter, everything for everything. You know, I hear about somebody injured in sports or something new coming out. I go straight to Twitter, social media. I never think of, like, anything else. I mean, I just don't even know if you need it. Now, like, that commercial with KD, because it's right to the shoe, dunking. And I'm like, does that matter? Like, it entice people to buy it more? Like, and I kind of feel like if he didn't go from Thunder to the Warriors, they probably would have never had a commercial like that.
True, yeah.
Like, I mean, Blake Griffin did have a Jordan commercial, and it was like where he's like on the playground. I think he was playing against somebody wearing goggles or something. It was something on like a regular blacktop, quick. I haven't seen a Kawhi Leonard. I haven't seen a Jimmy Butler commercial. Nope. I haven't seen any of those cats.
Yeah, but they would probably be in like a Jordan
brand.
Like how they did with Eddie Jones and Ray Allen before. There was just a Jordan brand.
But I don't even know if I've seen that. I don't think there is one.
No.
And I don't think there is one. And majority of the sports events, like we watch basketball, football, anything like that, that's stuff we watch it live. Like, I'm DVRing, like, Modern Family and stuff like that. So they're not showing those commercials, like, typically at that time. All the new Kobe's now, I haven't seen
it. You know what? Actually, that's a good point because, well, I mean, they come on during basketball. You watch basketball live, right? Or most people do, I guess.
I do.
You haven't seen anything?
Yes. Only one.
Oh, because all the.
Westbrook.
Yeah, and I see. Yeah, I mean,
there was something recently that we were talking about, though. I can't remember what it was, but there was something that we were talking about. Like, oh, that commercial was dope.
Was it a Kobe one?
I don't remember. It was last year.
I feel like
he always goes back to Kobe. Always.
I feel like these Team days, it's like every.
Hey, I grew up in L.A. I'm down. I'm not a Laker fan, but I'm good with them.
I love the Lakers.
Every commercial that I can remember that's sneaker related over the past couple of years, and it's probably because they're hilarious and they do a good job, is the Foot Locker commercials. Like.
Yes, those are really good too, especially that D'Angelo one recently. But we talked about that.
But that's company that's. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
No, like, I know, but we're just talking about advertisements in general, though.
That's
right?
All I can remember. Like, those are the ones.
Drew, wasn't there an Uncle Drew commercial at one point? Kyrie did one, didn't
there
he?
There was a Pepsi.
I mean, he's
Pepsi.
Got Pepsi. He's got shoes.
That was Pepsi, though.
So. Yeah.
And then Kyrie was doing the Jeep Cherokees. Like, they're not doing. I haven't seen a Kyrie sneaker commercial.
No.
Yeah.
And he's one of the few Nike basketball athletes with a signature sneaker.
Seeing that stuff like on TV, and it's everywhere now. I mean, there's 30, 40 sites that you can go to see what's coming out, like where the next shoe is, leaks of images of the next shoes. I mean, I think all of us can agree when we were kids, like, until you got that East Bay magazine or until you got that Slam magazine, you had no idea what anything looked like. You didn't even know if there was a next Jordan coming out. Until you got the confirmation from
unless you seen it on the court, and we're wondering, was it going to come out?
Exactly.
But those are also in the days where you get the East Bay magazine and cop something about 3 months later, and they still got your size.
Yeah.
Months, almost years.
Yeah.
Like, you get Jordan for like $99 back in the day. But like, I remember that era where like, gosh, I think it was like probably 11, Jordan 11, 12.
Yep.
Maybe 13,
mm-hmm.
where Jordan started, maybe up to 14, where Jordan started kind of looking like maybe a little whack to people.
Mm-hmm.
But the commercials.
Are you talking about the product?
Because I'm the product.
Talking about the player.
No, the product. Sneakers. The sneakers. 11, 12, 13, 14.
No,
they started looking a little funny. No, I'm saying like where they started looking like
way different than anything you'd ever seen before.
Eight was one that was like an anomaly. Eight was like way different from... Seven.
Are you talking about the shoe itself or the
shoe
ads?
Itself? Because once 11 dropped and it was covered in patent leather, it wasn't a
He brought the ad in here. He said it was one of his favorite ads ever with
one
the phone number on
it. One of the greatest ads of all time.
And at first, it was hit or miss with the 11s. People loved them or people hated them.
Yeah.
It was. And I remember I loved them from the start, but I didn't cop them immediately because everybody else hated them.
Yeah.
But then when he had the commercial with the hoop way up in the air and he stepped back. They looked fresh. They were off the hook. Had to cop it.
Shiny.
Shine everything. It was the attention. That might have been like one of the shoes where like you were gonna get some attention. Like one of them first, like, whew, like what are those? Them joints were fire, all right? But I don't know, man. Well, you got sneaker blogs, you got your Soul Collectors, your sneaker news, you got your IG.
Apps. You can download apps.
No, there are so many sneaker apps out there for release dates, for everything like that. And like you guys said, with leaked pics and all that.
Yep.
Jesus Christ, like when Yeezys, before Yeezys dropped, they're like a leaked pic of him on like the airplane or something, like holding. It's like nothing's a secret anymore.
There's YouTube, the unboxing of stuff early. You're just like, oh, okay, it's real.
I mean,
it's coming down.
Just today, I got three push notifications from the sneakers app. I mean, there's their marketing right there. Like it's popping up on my phone three times a day saying, hey, don't forget these are coming out. Like, hey, check this article out. Check this, you know, segment out that we did. So I think it's to a point now to where a lot of these brands, well, not a lot of these brands, Nike in particular, has done so much marketing and built themselves up so much that like they're just coasting like along like on their reputation and their name and the fact that people do look up Nike, Google search, go to Soul Collector, go to Sneaker News, and find the information. They don't have to put the information out anymore because everybody's seeking it.
Adidas has ads, but they don't show sneakers.
Yeah.
James Harden, Damian Lillard.
Yep.
James Harden is like walking in the arena, standing in front of a mirror, dabbing or dancing or something. Lillard's hooping, but they don't show the shoe. All right. I think that's what's missing. Like, and I think it's more nostalgia than like, is it needed? Because like you said, with the Nike app,
they ain't trying to ruin the commercial showing the shoe.
That's true. That could be a actually, good point too, because the sneakers ain't as tight as they used to be. Right?
I like the shoe that Harden's playing. I know you guys hate it, but like that USA full boost crazy light.
I saw it in store the other day. It sucks ball sacks.
It's not. I'd wear it.
It sucks.
You probably already bought it.
Gigantic ball sacks, like all the ball sacks.
$39.99. Those suck.
Okay, there's a lot of shoes that we would buy for $39.99. All right.
Yeah, like what?
They suck.
There's a lot of stuff I'd buy for $39.99. All right, these are facts.
If those were $39.99, I would buy those just to see what the comfort level is.
Chef Curry's?
No,
$39.99.
You know what?
I'd buy an OG Cynthia Cooper over those.
Well, they ain't got that in your size because you got a big foot.
And we talked about them joints
back in the day. They might have though. They might have made up to like a 15.
I think they did
in those
because East Bay they used to have all them sizes.
Hey, me and my sister used to wear the same size, so I know they had them in that size.
Cynthia Cooper.
No, yeah, but they don't do it anymore. No, like not anymore. 12 is like the biggest women's size now.
Yeah,
I wonder why they.
Which is a 10.5. Yeah, good luck.
That's crazy. But yeah, I remember them Swoops and them Cynthia Coopers and all them. Swoops were all fire. And Swoops had a lot of fire shoes.
Yeah.
Those ones that had like that, look like a claw or something on the side. I can't even think what
they were. Lisa Leslie had shoes?
Lisa Leslie. Everybody had shoes. Man, they still give. They don't give women basketball players any sneakers anymore.
Well, Tarazi, isn't she Team LeBron? She gets a lot of PE LeBrons.
A bunch of PE LeBrons. And her LeBron PEs are fire.
Twice I've seen Brittany Griner wearing KO Kobe, what, 8s?
Oh, really?
The pink ones?
Oh, okay. See, I didn't know that. Oh, Maya Moore. She's on Team Jordan. She gets PEs and stuff, but...
What's her name in place for the one we always talk about? She is...
Griner. Not a Griner.
Nike Uncaged?
Notre Dame girl.
Nike Uncaged?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Swoop, or not,
Diggins.
Diggins. Yes. Skylar Diggins.
She gets LeBron PEs too, I think.
No, but she gets Revs now.
Air oh, revs. Yeah, she might have her own shoe, but she was like Taurasi. She had a bunch of...
Swin Cash. Hey. Swin Cash.
Oh, yeah, those two. Yeah, that's Swin who Cash. I was thinking of,
too. But you know what's funny?
Skylar Diggins, the mention of Skylar Diggins on the show has been banned. So
that's just true. My wife was like, yo, you was a little too excited talking about Skylar Diggins. I said, yo, man, this is a podcast, and we free spirits up here.
Skylar Diggins is on the Sneakers blacklist. No,
but no, I think actually, I don't know if they're actually necessary, but I think like it would help sell more sneakers. We talked about Nike lowering prices on sneakers.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to see a LeBron sneaker commercial, and they can make them dope. Like, there's a lot of shoes that like are maybe considered whack now, but like, okay, I'll say I watched a lot of Iverson commercials today. I love all Reebok and love Iversons, but there's some that like I've passed on. I'm like, my copping those. Watch the commercials today.
You wanted them.
I was on eBay like, you know what, man, just for the culture, B. I got to have them just for the culture.
You better stop it. You better chill out.
Hey, man. You got to do what you got to do, man. You see stuff like that? Taxi 12s? Seeing the commercial today?
You were just hating on him for buying that.
Okay, that was in nobody's commercial, all right? That low boot, all right? Nobody's.
Hey, right? The mid probably was, though, the regular shoe.
I can't think of a Barkley commercial with that.
I bet you it was.
The only Barkley commercial I could think of was with the Godzilla.
Godzilla.
And he wasn't even wearing the Barkleys in the commercial. He was wearing a Force in that commercial, but it was for the Barkley shoe, which is crazy. All right,
well, I'm about to look this up when I go home.
Man, you should have looked it up before the show, and then you could. Anyways. So, but no, man, I think an ad will help slang those Kyries. Would help slaying them LeBrons, help them KDs maybe get off the shelves.
And they don't even have to put them mainstream on the TV. They can just put out commercials on social media.
Going through some of the commercials today, I'm like, man, I forgot Reebok had this many commercials. I forgot Fila used to have a few commercials and N1 and things like that. They just kind of faded away. And those commercials incorporated
N1 like, might have spent the second most money on advertising to that point ever. Like, obviously no one spent more money at Nike. But to the point where N1 was making all those T-shirts and shorts, they never made it with the shoes, obviously. But when they were making all the shirts, shorts, and all that stuff was selling, they were spending buku dollars on advertising. And they don't exist anymore, but...
It's still around. It's like... It's around. It's still around.
It's just at Walmart.
Yeah, it's at like weird places, but it's around.
It might be around because it's... was produced in like 2012 or something, I don't think the company doesn't exist.
Every single person I've ever known or grown up with has had a pair of N1 shorts. All right, the highest quality shorts at the time. They were just fire. Like, you just had to have them. Like, they were baggy. They were huge. Them joints was tight. And like you said,
multicolor.
I know people that got that, like, tattoos of them, like, men on the shirt, yeah, all over, like on their arm.
Oh, and those shirts were leg, fire.
Whatever.
You had to have those
the
shirts.
Man with no face. It was just like a buff bald man with no face.
Which is kind of funny, which we might need to talk about one day, is how N1 just came out of nowhere and actually did pretty good.
Really well. I mean, then just went away.
And I don't know if because they had Stephon Marbury like at his like best, or if it was just something new. Because you can't drop a new sneaker product now. I mean, there's like, what's his name? Jamal Crawford has a pair of the J backboards or whatever they're called. Nobody's copying that.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, too expensive. All right. I seen them on Urban Outfitters website a couple days ago, and I was like, I didn't even know they sell those on here. But you
even
can't.
Even the decline of streetball, too. Like, nobody gets hyped for streetball no more. You know what I mean?
Nobody.
You watch stuff on there, you're just like, hey, flip through it. It's not like it was before, and that's when N1 was big, and you had all these
stuff. They were on ESPN for a while.
Yeah, you never seen a lot of these moves. Now it's kind of just repetitive. You're just like, oh,
yeah, it's nothing to do. I mean, like, now I watch people get shook in crossovers on Facebook.
Hey,
yeah.
I'll tell you what, Professor, putting that Spider-Man costume on and going shaking people up at the park is still funny, though. I don't care. Wait, you haven't seen it?
That's Professor?
Yes.
I had no idea.
I mean, there's probably some other that's like knockoffs, too, but when he put that Spider-Man costume on, be shaking people up at the park, one of the funniest things.
Man,
I had no idea. Bone Collector.
You see
Bone Collector? Oh, I've been watching those.
Bone Collector is nuts. Like, breaking ankles, literally. You see the bone hit the ground. Like,
yeah, they
in slow
slow
motion
it down
on
and they
in the
pause
chucks.
It. Yo, I'm like, yo, this is crazy. But, like you guys were saying, like, the sneaker ads. I mean, we got your little pin. I mean, obviously, we're going to talk about, you know, our favorite ads and commercials of all time and the reasons. But I don't know, man. I think they need to go back to that. I think it could help. I mean, people go on Soul Collector, things like that, but it's all the same. It's all dry. The blogs, it's like the picture. It's like they throw up some whack article, and they might have a release date. They might have this. They might have that. It just doesn't feel the same. And I could just be an old man. Just be an old man talking.
You know, the thing about the old ads was it gave the sneaker personality. Like, there was, like, you know, there was something behind it. And you got to see the athlete in a different light, and it gave, you know, like, there were shoes that the ad is what made me love the shoe that I'll talk about later. Like, there were shoes that, like, I thought were okay, and then I saw the ad, and I was like, I want those shoes.
I think Nike had blew the walls off, you know, when they had just the sneaker on the white background, like you said, with the phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was like, you know, people, you see people take pictures of what they were in a day. Mm-hmm. That was like the ultimate, like, perfect angle of a picture of a sneaker. Sometimes those ads would just have the absolute soul of the shoe. Mm-hmm. That was it.
Yeah.
And it made you like, yo, I wonder what those are. Made you want to cop Griffey's. ACG. You got Agassiz, Jordan's. Like, all those had mm-hmm. that ad. And you could call it. I used to be in Sports Illustrated. I used to be in the doctor's office or dentist as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Looking through it and see that, like, an ad for, like, a 11 or something. And it was just that perfect angle sitting there. I'm like, geez. That's what, just looking at those today, I'm like, yo, I might have to look for a lot of these.
A lot of these.
Just for the culture, yeah. Right? And those are facts. So.
Also, too, what I think will help, like, with Nike or just anybody, when they sign somebody, that's when I think they should do, like, that intro commercial with the person. Because before, you know, you never knew who was signed to Nike until they were mm-hmm. like, here's the commercial, here's the shoe for their, you know, for their superstar.
That's
and,
true.
You know, they put it out because, you know, who did Ben Simmons end up signing with somebody?
He's with Nike.
You know, this yes. would be a perfect yeah. time Nike, to yeah. push that
something.
Out. Do a commercial with him.
I mean, he should have had a commercial during preseason or the summer league. Like,
yeah.
something like that. Like,
and the only commercial that he's been in is the Foot Locker commercial that we discussed before with.
Oh, that's right. The Foot Locker.
If they're not making him a sick shoe, there's no reason to do that.
Yeah, but you could at least let them know that he's on
Nike. Do a team Nike commercial for the rookies. Like,
we only know that.
How are they
going to
make their money back, is my point. What are they going to sell that is Ben Simmons?
They throw him on a dry fit outfit or whatever they make. They could throw him something on his body and sell it. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, this is just to let you know we got him now. I mean, you could do it as bragging rights. Like, if I was Nike and took Ben Simmons from Adidas and everybody else who wanted him, commercial drop, we got him. Like,
we got him.
You
got
to do that. You got to remain tight. Now, look, Nike doesn't need nothing from us.
I can understand, like, a mailer, like a email mailer or something, but spending money on TV,
Yeah, but see, that's the fun part. Like, that's the best part about it. Like, it's like
it's also a business, though. Like, you're not going to make your money back on that.
They're not failing at business. No. Like, we're not talking about N1, all right? When I say N1, if they somehow came out of the woodworks and signed Ben Simmons, they shouldn't be doing commercial ads right now, all right? They should focus on making him sneakers and products. Nike, they're doing just fine. That ad go out there a few times. They're good. But like you said, they could do it just for us online.
Yeah.
Like, they're not doing nothing online. They might put a little story in the sneakers app.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and there's a lot of people that still don't even know the sneakers app exists still, all right? They everything down there, you click the story, and it's like, tells you the penny story. It tells you whatever. Yeah. I ain't seen nothing for that. Like, nothing for that.
No.
I mean, like I said, I mean, your daughter plays basketball.
Yeah.
Great at basketball. Seen many videos, things like that. And when I go watch basketball games, like local kids and things like that, they're the ones buying all that, like LeBron and Kyrie's and all that. We might not be buying it, but they're buying it. But, like, that's why I said we might just sound like old men. Like,
yeah,
we need this. But as you guys said, we also don't watch commercials anymore. So, but during sporting events, you should have sneaker ads. There should be sneaker ads all over that. I've never seen an Anthony Davis Nike commercial ever. All right, he's a PD, a PE. I've never seen a Paul George. I don't think.
I'm gonna say maybe Paul George one.
You have no idea these cats are on there. I've never seen a Draymond. He's with Nike.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've seen a Beats Draymond commercial. I've seen a few other Draymond commercials. I think you need this stuff. I think it would definitely help it. I think it would definitely, like, improve sales at some point a little bit. All right. Yes, it does cost money to make the ads.
I think, I mean, Nike is probably going to sell the Hyper Dunks or whatever those guys are wearing no matter what, if they put them in, spend money on advertising or not. So that's probably why they don't care.
But one area,
now, if you that, have a, that it would say, if you have a signature, you have to promote it. And that's the only difference.
Well, one area that, you know, they definitely haven't promoted over the last, I don't know, 5 or 10 years, at least to my knowledge, is you never see, like, when a football guy gets a shoe, Revis or Cruz or anybody, like, you don't see a Nike football commercial for promoting the cleats or the signature shoes. Calvin Johnson had a shoe, a couple other guys. Like, you don't see that. You don't see baseball commercials anymore either. Like, they used to put baseball commercials out. I remember, like, seeing them with, you know, Chipper Jones and the Braves, Griffey,
everybody,
you know, like, they used to promote that stuff. Like, you'd be watching a baseball game on ESPN and you'd get the Griffey ad or you'd get the
I don't think I've seen a baseball Nike ad or anything in forever.
Yeah,
I seen a New Balance one a little while ago. I was shocked. I haven't seen a Nike baseball. I mean, every once in a while, football. But that was when, like, Richard Sherman was like.
Baseball's tough, though. How do you really market baseball, like? I mean, baseball has a huge fan base, but it's like, how do you market a shoe? You know what I mean? Unless you're
Griffey's.
Do all the fans play baseball? Because that's really what you're going to play with a cleat.
And is like with the.
Unless you're Ryan.
That's right. Yeah. No, you got stacks of cleats.
We got.
I was putting my sneakers away the other day, reorganizing, found all my heat for the softball season. This softball season
I can't wait. That softball season.
I might have a different pair for every game.
I don't know. I think we need.
He wanted to say something really mean.
Who?
You.
Nah, dude.
Yeah, you did. I thought about it.
Now I was going to talk about his pitching, but in softball season. It was rough.
Our pitching was
when that little girl. Oh, you know what? Oh, no. I'm not even going to talk about that little girl because she hit the ball and it went through my legs.
She had me heated.
Bill Buckner. Anyways,
our pitching was better when we had a lefty.
Who was a lefty?
He left.
Oh yeah, what did that dude? No, he like dislocated his shoulder or something.
Who knows?
Dude got something.
Injury reserve.
But no, I think we do need ads. I think it just.
I think we do.
For some reason. Like you said, at least signature sneakers, but they don't do it.
Yeah.
I can't think of the last LeBron signature sneaker commercial.
No.
I honestly can't think
of one. I can't think of the last LeBron signature sneaker that I wanted to buy. Period. Yeah, they all suck.
Yeah, but see, the thing about it is, it might help sell it to somebody else. Like, we look at pictures all week and all year, what they might look like and what they might drop in designs and colors. I'm like, well, I'm not copping that. But it might help somebody else to see like a LeBron sneaker commercial. Something. You just don't see that anymore. So, I don't know, man. I miss a nice, good ad, a sneaker ad or something like that. Like a, it'd be tight to see a DeMarcus Cousins
ad. Well, they have talented people making the commercials. I mean, that's why they're That's why that stuff is good, but I'm not buying any of that nonsense.
Yes.
Unless they're making ads for Ultra Boost or whatever, I'm not buying any of that stuff.
You need an Ultra Boost ad?
I don't need one because I already know how good the shoe is, but if they start making cool stuff and better colorways and whatnot, it's not going to hurt.
They don't even
hurt.
Make ads for that. There is no ads for anything that we call.
All the money is spent online now. Like, they're, if you go to when the shoe releases, Uncage or whatever, Adidas spends the money putting something up for the Uncage page on their
The money is spent on the emails. Kanye West wearing it once and it flying off shelves.
Well,
which is something never got brought up either. Celebrities. Celebrities. Now the billboards.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
And that goes back to what we've said many episodes ago. Cool matters.
Yep.
You see 2 Chainz, you see Future, you see somebody bobbing down the street.
We talked about this a lot. It matters. It matters in the sneaker industry, like sneakerhead world, but it doesn't matter for the Adidas' bottom line. Kanye is not. Their business is not different. The bottom line is not different because of Kanye.
Nah, but the attention is what
in
makes
the
it
in our world, in the sneaker world, like collecting world or whatever. I just hate the word sneakerhead, but whatever you want to call it. Sneaker culture world, yes, it makes a big deal or big difference. I mean, his what's the cheapest one that came out thus far? The Pyre Black 350 is the lowest one, and that's $1,000. I mean, as far as resale, everything's over $1,000, right?
Yeah, but I don't know, man. I told you I went into that 602 women's store. There wasn't a single person in there that wasn't looking for Boost. Now, that might not be Kanye per se.
You know what?
But he
I was thinking about this the other day.
Part of it, though. I mean, I'm talking about like little.
I'm glad you brought this up.
Little girls.
If let's put it this way, if Kanye think about the Jordan OG low ones, if Kanye would have stayed with Nike, those would all be selling for $400+ because he would be wearing those everywhere.
That's a fact.
He would be wearing Flyknit Air Max 90 or Air Max 1s that just came out.
Probably racers.
Think
and
about
all
the stuff that
he did
Nike has come out with that's dope that it sits because he's not with them anymore. Like literally, I was thinking about it. I was like, black and red OG one lows would be for $400 right now.
Which we talk about all the time.
Yeah.
Royals, Shadows.
But we've never talked about that
breasts.
Specifically though. Like if Kanye stayed with Nike, that stuff would be through the roof.
I mean, it's good for us, but you're absolutely right. Yeah. Because I still don't understand why people disrespect the lows like that. I just don't get it. Like, everyone loves a low top version of a shoe. A low top OG bread. I would
perfect summer shoe.
I don't know.
I got showed, lows.
That's what, perfect. Right?
I don't know. I showed you a low top shoe earlier that you disrespected.
Some of them boots? Man.
So, you said everybody loves a low top.
Everybody does love a low top. When you pulled that low top out, what did George say?
He loved it. Johnny loved
everybody
it.
Everybody loves the
it.
Low top. No, them joints is. No, I don't hate it. All right. I just don't like it. All right. That doesn't mean I hate it.
No,
I mean,
but
I'm
there
proud.
Is.
I'm happy for you.
Hey, there is a stigma about Lowe's because I showed you the picture of those. You say you didn't like them, but those Lunar Epic Lowe's, the one that came out with, like, you know, the one that has, like, the sock booty or whatever.
I like those.
And the Lowe's came out. Oh, you said they suck.
No, I didn't. Those and the Hyper
right
Dunks,
here.
Those are tight. What are you talking about? I love
you
those.
You said they suck.
I said they're too much money.
I sent you the picture and you said they suck.
What are you talking about? No, I didn't. I was debating on buying those from Kith.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So we do need ads.
I guess we need. I mean,
we need ads at the standards that we were used to them being at.
I don't know if we need.
You just
we
want,
don't need
you
them.
Just want entertainment.
Yeah, I do. I want the entertainment. I want the shoe to have a personality again.
I think we want to go back to the comfort zone of what we used to watch.
I think that's a little bit of that too. Yeah.
I think so.
No, I mean it's definitely, you know, something that we're going to talk about later. Obviously,
yeah.
But
come
on,
there's not
exciting.
One. There's not one Kyrie Nike commercial. He's on two. There's not one signature
think
sneaker.
Think about
like
this though. The a lot of the best commercials ever. There's like a puppet or you know something involved. That
you know,
the player's not even in the commercial.
No.
What is
you
what
know
makes
what?
It dope?
Oh no, it's ones you watch.
You know what?
There's only one you're talking about.
No, there's more than one.
In with that the player's not in?
Yes.
Or the player might be like an alter
there's
ego or something.
Yeah,
there's
exactly.
Okay, you're gonna have to listen to my list, Doc. My list. What?
But actually, to your point, there was an actual, it was a Foot Locker commercial, but it was for the Kyrie 1. When he's like sitting in a chair and somebody's like, oh, are those the new Kyries? He's like, yeah, man, these are the new Kyrie 1s. And there's more colors dropping at Foot Locker over the next few weeks. So
now, unless
maybe
Nike,
that's what's happening.
Maybe,
like, maybe
if Nike has a thing with Foot Locker to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. But that could be just Foot Locker. Like, I got to sell this
I
garbage.
I
got to
sell this shoe. All yeah. right?
Because Foot Locker is the one that wrote that letter. Like, bro, we can't sell yeah. this garbage. Like, lower the prices. All right? And Kyrie's are nice. All right,
yeah. Kyrie ones were good.
Ones and twos.
I think twos are dope too.
Nice. All right, they're dope, but you just you don't see them unless you go in and see them. You don't see them, but you see.
You're
them.
Not buying them to wear around though. You if you the only person who's buying that is to hoop. That's it.
We're talking about ads, not buying and wearing stuff.
I mean, look, who's making an ad if you're not selling something?
You could wear a Kyrie 2 around. All right, you could wear it. All right. You could wear a Kyrie 2.
You could wear a Kyrie 2.
I'm going to need you to get one and wear it, and I'll be the judge.
Too much money, man.
Yeah. Or fine.
I did a commercial.
Bro. Too much money. Yeah. You need some tight, nostalgia? Bro. Nah.
I might wear a 1 easier than a 2.
Yeah, really? Exactly.
I think a 2 was a little easier.
That strap on it.
Yeah, but KD4s had a strap, and they were Lowe's. Thank you.
And we sold them all.
Yes, and we're regretting it. I have not one KD4, which is... still the greatest basketball shoe of all time, KD4s.
You mean Nike?
You don't like KD4s, Johnny?
Hold on. No, reverse. You talking about Nike basketball?
Nike basketball.
Okay, mm-hmm. I don't agree because you know how much I like Kobe's. It's the best KD of all time.
It's the greatest.
And it's better than all the LeBrons. But
you didn't like KD4s?
They just did not fit my feet well. I couldn't.
It was a narrow shoe.
I got the Year of the Dragon, man, it looked like a damn hood of a Civic dented up. Like, it was just not happening. I was like,
what size are your Power Blacks?
12.
See, and they look dope. I don't know why you won't wear yours.
I've taken them places, like on vacation and whatnot, but I just don't ever have, like...
Said they look awful big.
Because I realized what that was, is the paper was stuffed in there, and the prime knit was, like, pushed so far up.
You never tried them on yet?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, I took the paper out, and then it looks like a regular shoe. When the paper was in there, I was like, what is this toe box? This is terrible.
Hey, that's what else y'all neglecting, man. What are you guys wearing?
Oh, shoot. Oh, I got an uncaged boost. I forgot.
Huh? I got my camo Janowski.
Sebo has an entire camouflage. We can't even see him.
I don't know where he's at.
You can't even see him.
I'm like John Cena.
John Cena.
He just got done hunting javelina out in Apache Junction.
All we see is a chair.
Y'all don't know what Apache Junction is.
A chair, some headphones hanging in the air, and a microphone moving around.
What are you wearing?
I know what you wear. Those Asics Jelly 5, like
Mamba,
snake skin or whatever.
Red
they are.
Mamba, all whatever red, they call them.
Yo, anyways. Charles had those for cheap.
How much?
I like them.
I think maybe like $50, $40.
I think we all have them already.
Asics.
Well, Temple has them, but.
Asics are. We'll talk about Asics and New Balance another episode. So, in conclusion, do we need ads anymore? Commercials?
I don't think so. I mean, I think so. I think we do, but.
See, it's, I think to me, we just it's want. I think kids. We want. It's for the kids. It's not for me.
Which is
we had them when we were kids, so now the kids need them.
Well, which is funny, because, like.
For the kids.
Well, we might as well get into our top 5
Let's do it.
Advertisement list or whatever, because a lot of these. I definitely want to emphasize anybody younger than what? What would you say?
25?
You got to watch it because I'm going to put them on a YouTube video. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put the clips of the ads into the video because I think there are kids who like they love Concords. I mean, I'm thinking like 21 to 29. I don't know. Whatever that range is. Concord to fly off the shelves, and it won't be all of us in our 30s being copping them, but I don't think they've ever seen
the
Concord original commercial or the original Nike ad laying on the white background.
I don't know if I remember the original Concord commercial, to be honest with you. I remember the print ad.
We just talked about it.
I remember the print ad.
You remember the commercial? With the phone number. The high hoop, and he...
And he looks down.
Taxi. Well, we'll get into it. So, might as well get into it. Top 5.
With honorable mentions?
With honorable mentions.
All right. I'll go first. My honorable mentions are the Bo Jackson Bo Nose for the SC Trainers.
Fire.
True.
Kobe Ankle Insurance for the Kobe 4s.
I thought that was... Is that what shoe specifically was for?
Yeah, it was for the SC Trainers.
I put Bo Nose on there too, but I didn't... All right.
So yeah, it was for the SC Trainers. Another one...
Whoa. You know I had SC Trainers that could have been in the Sneaker Hall of Fame, and you were like... I put them in the Sneaker Hall of Fame. You guys told me to take them off.
They need to be voted in. We love them, but they need to be voted
Fine.
In.
Fine. Go.
This ad.
Hold on. What color was it? It wasn't the Oakland Raider color, was it?
It was the orange purple.
That's why.
That was the first colorway.
It was the first colorway. That's the one that's in the Bo Nose commercial.
Those were the first colorway.
Sucks.
The next one, all of you will probably remember seeing this flipping through Slam Magazine. The Stephon Marbury and one. X-ray ankle insurance or X-ray ankle ankle print ad. It had like the And One shoe, the broken ankle from like
always in the back of the ad.
Always in the back of the ad.
I don't remember that one.
You don't? Those ads. You
have. Was that when he was with the Suns?
No, that was when he first got drafted with T-Wolves. Yeah. Those were early ads.
That ad was always the very last page. Yes. In the Slim. Every single time.
And the last one of my honorable mentions, got to give Under Armour some love. It's probably the only ad they've ever done that I thought was tight. The football click clack, Under Armour commercial.
We must protect his house or whatever.
I forgot about that.
When they all came out, it was like Vernon Davis draft year and Andrew Hawkins.
We must protect this house.
Was that it was Ray Allen. It was that other guy. He was like, we must protect this house?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't think he was a pro.
He was an athlete.
Well, he was, but like.
College. He didn't play NFL.
Yeah, something like, yeah. He wasn't
that commercial was fire.
That commercial was fire. That commercial made you want to go run some 40s. Made you want to go do some up-downs.
What you got honorable mentions, Johnny?
Honorable mentions, I'm going with Dr. Funk. You guys remember Dr. Funk, Vince Carter?
Yep.
That was probably one of the first times I seen that alley-oop windmill dunk. He was like in the park. They called him out. They were like, Dr. Funk. And he came out.
I'm going to have to go look for that.
Yeah, Vince Carter, Dr. Funk.
What shoe was that? The first one?
No, I think it was his second shoe. It wasn't the BB. It was the BB4.
Was it the one that had the zipper?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, okay. See, I don't remember that one. Yeah, I remember the shoe, though. I'm going to look that up.
So, also, honorable mention, I do have the Jordan 11 Concord. Yep. I could not fit that in my top five, but I do have honorable mention. And then, you know, me being a Kobe guy, I got two of his recent ones, the Conductor. I thought that commercial was hilarious. It wasn't for a specific shoe.
Oh, you talking about the retirement one?
Yeah, that
one.
I hate Kobe. Yeah.
And you know what? They should have put the shoe in that.
They should have.
And it was like, it wasn't a complete silence.
Yeah. It was like the commercial.
When he did the fadeaway, they did spotlight the shoe once.
Oh, okay.
That was it.
Okay.
Other than that, it was kind of geared around we hate Kobe.
Yeah.
That commercial was
just tight in general.
And then Kobe's system as well. So that was what for the 7?
Yep.
You're welcome. With Kanye.
Oh, and that right there is a prime example of like, why do they have to have Kanye in that? It just wasn't necessary. I don't
remember that one. He wore him.
You remember?
If I saw it, I'm sure I remember.
Where like Kobe's like talking to the audience, and like Serena Williams is in it. Kanye's like,
yeah. But isn't that the same thing that was in that other one you're talking about? They showed a picture of the audience and were like,
oh no,
no, it's different.
Barkley or somebody was in. Who was like?
Rasheed Wallace stood up.
Yeah, said, that's Rasheed Wallace, Paul Pierce.
You. Yeah, Paul Pierce. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So yeah, I thought the same thing.
Yeah, I guess it's about the same level then. I guess.
Yeah, not really geared towards the shoe, but...
But when Kanye was in it, it was kind of...
That's what you're talking about, are you the same beast or this man? Kanye was like, Kobe, what the fuck are you talking about?
It kind of...
And that's when he was like,
added
welcome.
To it with Kanye. I actually like that commercial, though.
That's all shoe I got, was awful, man. Though.
All right, George, honorable mentions. You're probably not even doing your list yet.
I am. I've been done. I got a couple. I got more than you guys, actually. I don't know how you only put it to like two or three. No, I haven't heard this one yet, and you guys are probably going to laugh, but there's a reason it's on here, that Terry Tate office linebacker for Reebok. That joint was funny.
That was pretty funny.
It was funny. And the reason it's on here is my stepdad actually played against Terry Tate in high school, so I had to put it on here. He didn't say if he got hit because he said Terry Tate was a beast, but he didn't say if he hit him
or
not.
That was funny. That came out during Super Bowl weekend.
He was just hitting people in the office.
Was it Super Bowl weekend? Yeah. He was
I don't remember, but when he was like hitting them people like dressed in like office wear.
That might have been the very last Reebok commercial.
Tears.
I can't think of another.
Reebok sucks.
Reebok doesn't suck. Reebok has no idea how to run retro
Reebok lost
operations
their direction.
Or nothing.
Reebok
they don't.
Sucks.
Continue.
Reebok sucks. We talked about this one earlier, not on the show, before the show. Kobe 4 ankle insurance. Love the shoe. Commercial is hilarious. People breaking their ankles. I'm assuming they use like what do they call it? Dummy mannequin or whatever, mannequin leg. So Kobe 4 ankle insurance. And Johnny told me I mentioned that a couple times on various shows. Because I love golf, Tiger Woods, when he was doing that, when he had the wedge out and he was hitting the ball up with the wedge and hit it up in the air and then hit it.
Love
it.
Dang.
And then hit
classic.
It. Yeah, love it. And then Powerade, the very real power. I don't know if you guys remember when he like, I think it was Michael Vick. He threw the ball out of the stadium. It's obviously a lot of CGI used, but you remember that one?
But was it a sneaker?
That's not a sneaker ad.
You said ads. Man, sports ads.
If we're talking that, then the Sprite, Fila, Grant Hill commercials have to be there.
I thought we were doing sports ads.
Oh, we were doing
sneakers or whatever. Anything related to any of that stuff.
All right, continue.
Well, that's why it's on honorable mention list.
Although the commercial was fire.
It was
fire. All those Powerade commercials. LeBron threw it.
Yeah, made the basket. Yeah, from the other end of the court.
Threw it out the stadium. We like in Dolphin Stadium and threw it out the stadium. That was tight.
All right. Well, I'm gonna have to readjust my list here. Then, if you're gonna keep me to
your list, must be Gatorade. Your number one must be. I want to be like Mike.
No, I didn't put that one on here.
It's cooler flavor.
I did put the other one that you're probably thinking of on here, but I didn't put that one.
Ectoplasma.
So I'll move that one down. The one that was number three, and is, since it's a sneakers only and not sports, MJ versus Bird. House McDonald's commercial when they play house and bounce the balls off the rafters.
Those are fire commercials, but they made me
that was one of
get
that was number
muffin,
three.
Not a
not a Big Mac.
I want to get French fries. I didn't want to go buy a Converse like weapons.
That commercial is like that's when race relations were good.
Bring those back.
That's unity, right, man.
No, that was when social media didn't exist.
Take me back.
We need those back.
All right, so I'm moving that one down. Honorable mention says you give me grief, and I'm moving the other one I had up, and you'll hear that in a second.
All right.
My honorable mentions, every single Nike print ad. I'm sure Ryan has it in his top five, but every single Nike print ad from any with the little penny with like all the sayings, like every ad with the sneaker just on a white background with the phone number, every single fire. Agassi ads, the colors, the hair, stop. All right. Iverson. One. Okay. Now, this is why I say Iverson won. Not questions. Iverson won when the crossover, he showed the crossover. And then the second one, when he did that crossover, where like everyone tried to do it, where he spun and then threw it around his back and spun. Every single person tried to do that at school. And one of the reasons I think that commercial is the most fire, this is back in the day, okay? This is when they would sometimes, sneaker companies would do separate commercials for one color and another color. The first color commercial was just talking about the crossover with the black. Second was the white and reds for the span crossover. That was dope. All right. Reebok had some of the dopest ads back in the day. And they all revolved around Iverson, but fire. Another one, I put Larry Johnson, Grandmama.
Oh, I forgot.
My
about
favorite
those.
Player. Johnny reminded me this morning in a message. My favorite player of all time.
Those
okay. Larry Johnson.
Fire.
I mean, first of all, a grown man dressed up like an old lady.
Yes.
Is Duncan.
You never heard anybody talking junk like, why is he dressed up like a woman? I
there
never heard that.
There was an old
stuff.
Lady who lived in the shoe.
That commercial was fire. The React Juice. And it was dope. I mean, he was like the original Madea. Nobody.
The original Madea.
Bruh.
Man, you better go to
those
sleep
are facts,
with that.
Those are facts. And right now, people complain about a man dressing up like a woman in a movie. Nobody said a word about a girl. He was on Family Matters as Larry Johnson. He played on Steve Urkel's team on the blacktop. Bruh. Stop.
Miss Doubtfire wouldn't exist without Grandmama.
Man, a lot of people wouldn't exist without Miss Doubtfire. That's a fact, and they better
Caitlyn
show some
Jenner.
Respect.
All right.
You better put some respect on Miss Doubtfire's name, son.
All right, man. You can get to your five. You get to your five.
Top five ads of all time to me. Number five.
Why you got
to
put that qualifier on there?
Because you be getting wild sometimes.
No,
I'm disrespectful.
No,
the Lil Penny Penny commercials.
All
of them.
It's a free country. If I want to give interviews, I'll give interviews. You know what your problem is? You're too modest. Hey, I give good quotes. And you can print that on the front page. Anthony Hardaway, best player in basketball, guarantees championship. Guaranteed.
You can't say stuff like that.
Let me just tell you. All right. I'm an integral part of the Magic organization. Now, Penny is the team leader, but I'm the choreographer for the Magic dancer. Get you a job if you want. Hey, Penny, stop the car! That was Tyra Banks, fool!
All right, I mean, good. Anyway, because I was just because you said that, I was waiting to say suck. I was hoping
anyone.
You said something stupid.
Anyone.
But like you're talking about, back when commercials were like, I mean, it had Tyra Banks in it.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care you. Black, white, old, young. Bruh, Tyra Banks was fire back in the day.
Be careful.
Look, man.
Be careful.
All right.
Hey.
He did say back in the day.
Okay.
For clarification purposes. No, as opposed to what you said earlier about currently, you did say back in the day.
Man.
So you should be
every
right.
Young man, young boy back in the day loved some Tyra Banks. She
true.
Rolled up in
Vanessa
the
Vanessa Williams?
Stop. Stop. Okay. I've been given. Okay, keep going.
All right.
What's her name who was on Low Down Dirty Shame. What's her name?
Jada.
Oh. Jada Pinkett?
No, not that one. The other one. Sally
Jesse Fields? Raphael?
Sally Fields. Oh, my God. Sally Fields. I'm leaving.
Fire.
I'm out of here. Sally Richardson. Look it up.
Who was that?
It was the other one who Shane was trying to hook up with.
Gotta look it up.
I gotta look it up.
Yeah.
Number four.
Flame Toids.
I don't know if any of you guys remember this app because I didn't until I came across it yesterday. The Nike Agassi Rock and Roll Tennis ad with the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Want to play rock and roll tennis?
Nothing.
I have no idea.
No. Look it up. Mm-mm. It's fire.
What shoe was it for?
It was
probably
for
the LWP.
No, it wasn't for the LWPs. It was for the It was Tech 1.
Tech 1s.
Yeah. And I think the colorway he had on was like he might have been those ones that are like Phoenix Suns colors, a purple, black, and orange.
Really? I don't remember that.
Number three. I was going to put the Barkley role model ad here, but because we said it was sneaker related, I changed it to the Barkley Jordan commercial for the Air Force Max 93s.
Jordan was in that?
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Charles, you are a role model.
I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
Hey, Mike, I got my own shoe.
My own initials on it.
Yeah, well, I have my own shoes with my own name on it.
Well, can you do this in your shoe, Mr. I Don't Play Anymore?
Yeah, but I don't have to. I'm retired.
I'm not. My shoes got this strap.
Laces.
Black.
White.
White's wimpy. And you can't keep it clean.
Size 13.
16.
Ooh. Nike Air.
Mine's got more.
I went ball first.
Did not.
Did too.
Jordan was in that. Jordan's like laying by the pool. He's got the Jordan 9s on. The Barkley desk drops in, splashes in the pool.
Okay.
Okay. Love that commercial. Number two, probably one of my favorite commercials of all time, is the Jordan Taxi 12 Frozen Moment commercial.
I knew that was going to be on yours.
I love that commercial. It's honestly, that's probably my favorite commercial of all time.
That's one of those commercials.
You put a number two.
Commercials.
Commercials of all time.
Commercials.
Oh,
of all
commercials,
time.
Not sneaker related.
Commercials of all times.
That's one of the ones.
So
where,
what's number one? Number one is a print ad. Then it got to be.
Well,
we're gonna find out.
The shoe. First of all, the Jordan 12 was one of those shoes that, like, when we did see it when we were younger, it was kind of like, this is it.
Yeah.
But when that commercial,
Yeah. Maybe because came right after the 11. But no, there was no like this shoe sucks or anything like that.
Oh, where I lived at.
Now
I don't know in Brentwood.
Now
where
maybe
you was at.
Okay. Now if you said Jordan 15, then yes.
Well, let's not talk about the 15. All right, the 15s are trash. 15 through fine.
Yes,
actually 15s aren't too bad.
They suck balls. They're not sacks. Too
bad. There was little elements that were like what
elephant
they
balls.
Jordan 12s. They were kind of like, these are plain.
They took a while to warm up.
It took a little bit to warm up.
I think the black and red did it.
Flu games is what did it.
Yeah.
And Obsidians. Obsidians did it.
You're tripping. Taxi had the gold lace. The first one had the gold lace loop on it.
Yep.
I remember.
Eyelets.
I remember.
The gold eyelets. No, that, not commercial.
Flames.
I remember.
Fire.
And the playoffs, too?
Yes, and we're talking about
all
of them. Like they were fire. They were
the playoff commercial. Actually,
but by that time we was already warmed up.
They were dope. They got dope.
They got dope.
They weren't dope first sight. Like wow,
it wasn't a shoe that you saw. You had to have immediately. It was a shoe that you warmed up to.
Number one, not for me. I wanted Taxi 12s immediately.
Number one, the 1-800 Nike magazine ads. All of them. That like fire. Those to me. Like when I think of a print ad, when I think of a shoe ad, first thing that comes to mind. All the time. All of them were fire. Perfect. Like, the execution, perfect. The way that the shoes were laid out, like you said, everything.
Perfect.
I remember opening the slam. I would call and listen to the recording of what the shoe was about. Like,
God, Dunkin's. I remember all of the foam, whatever the foam positive Dunkin was, whatever that one's called.
Mm-hmm.
All of them. Johnny. Special guest Johnny back in the building, like you said.
Yes, sir. You know what? I did all commercials. I didn't really do too many ads. But all of mine are commercials, man. So number five, I'm going to go with the Jordan 5 Mars Blackman. It's got to be the shoes. I just remember him saying
classic.
That all the time. It's got to be the shoes.
Wait, is that the one where he was standing on the shoulders?
No.
Okay. Five. Okay.
Yeah, he's the one that's like harassing him about it. It's got to be the shoes, asking him all kind of questions.
Yo, Mars Blackman here with my main man, Michael Jordan. Yo, Mike, what makes you the best player in the universe? Is it the vicious dunks?
No, Mars.
Is it the haircut?
No, Mars.
Is it the shoes?
No, Mars.
Is it the extra long shorts?
No, Mars.
It's the shoes then, right?
Nah.
Is it the short socks?
No, Morris.
Money's gotta be the shoes.
Shoes?
Shoes.
Shoes.
Shoes. You sure it's not the shoes?
I'm sure, Morris.
What about the shoes?
No, Morris.
Money's gotta be the shoes.
Number four, I'm going with Jordan 3, Mars Blackman, Why You Leave Me Hanging. That's the one where he's standing on the shoulders and leaves him hanging. Then he comes through and dunks on him.
One of the greatest ones ever. Now. Yeah. That's when you get the,
Do you know how I get up for my game? Do you know? That's right. Air Jordan.
Fire.
Yeah.
I love that one.
Mars Blackman and Jordan, all of them could have been on here, but, you know, I didn't want to saturate it with all Jordan commercials. Number four, since I'm a Kobe man, Team Mamba, I'm going with Ankle Insurance. That probably was one of the funniest commercials.
And wasn't Kobe on a horse or something?
That was at the beginning. He came in on a horse.
Hello, I'm Kobe Bryant. And I'm here today to talk to you about something you and your loved ones should consider if you play basketball.
Hey, new hip. New hip, right here.
Broke ankle.
I'm talking about ankle insurance.
And then they go and set up the mannequin and like blow up his ankle with like some little C4 bomb.
That is what happened. That's right. Yeah. Okay.
Blew it up.
Yes.
So
it was kind of funny because Kobe wasn't breaking nobody ankles, bro. But
hey,
he wasn't breaking nobody ankles. Kobe. He would rise up and put that fade on you, but he wasn't breaking nobody ankles.
He had a crossover nice handle. Come on.
I didn't say he didn't have handles. His crossover.
Yeah, I mean, he got enough room to get by. 6'6" than when you're a tiny point guard.
I don't know, man. That commercial might be false advertisement.
He was saying the shoe protects your ankles, not that he blows your ankles up. If you wear his shoe, you'll have their ankle insurance. Man,
So number two, I'm going with Grandma Ma Converse Aerojet.
There was an old lady who lived in a shoe, a fresh little crib, you know, and brand spanking new. And that shoe let her do things that no man could do.
Nobody's ads are bad. They're all good.
That ending of that commercial where it's dark and then you see that React juice light up in supposedly the old lady's house, man.
And what's bad is when they retroed. They didn't have the number two or React juice.
And that's why I passed.
That's why
and
I passed.
They made whack colors.
Had to pay. Then they came up like crazy colorways. I had to pass on them.
Yeah.
I was so upset. Like, dude, these have no two, nothing. And when I read, like, they didn't want to, like, give them money or something, I was like, yo, that's whack.
Man, I was so heated. I went and bought a 7.5 OG and did nothing with it. All right. And was just like, man, I can't wear this shit. I'm going to have to just sell it again. But I was just so upset that it did not have the two. It did not have the React juice. Just went and bought a size 7.5 OG for the hell of it just to see it again.
That's a sneakerhead.
And I was just like, man, yeah, I can't wear it. So I kept getting frustrated. This shit got to go.
What's that number one? Oh, you know, I remember you posted that with the original box and everything. That's right.
Yeah.
I picked those up at the Converse outlet in Mesa.
Man.
Buy one, get one free. I bought those.
The Converse outlet at Metro. Hey. That's when moms denied me. Was like, nope, not having it.
Fiesta,
so we had to go to Athletic Converse Express outlet and go get the KJs.
Yep. Love them.
Yeah.
And why is it the KJ commercial on your list?
Due to recent controversies.
All right. I'm going to need you to All right, what's number one, Johnny?
Number one. It was not specific to a shoe, but it was the Nike Freestyle Basketball.
They bounce?
Yes, to the beat.
I was talking to him about that yesterday.
You had everybody in there. You had Lamar Odom, Darius Miles. You had Jay Will. Man,
they parodied it on so many different things.
Yeah,
it was in a scary movie. Yeah, killed it. Yeah.
Man, but
who else was in that?
man, there was like I said, Darius Miles. There was Lamar Odom.
Because man, Jay back Will. In the day, that sounds fire. But right
Vince,
now,
Vince Carter,
Vince Carter.
Right now, that lineup sounds whoa. Darius Miles, Lamar Odom. Back in the day, though, back in the day, that was fire. Yeah. But now that lineup, like dope commercial though, one of the best ones. So. Oh, you guys didn't recap. Anyways, George.
Top five.
I do agree with that one. That's not on my list. Was that on? Okay, you go ahead.
Number five.
Never crossed my mind.
Basketball freestyle from Nike.
You know what's funny? Yeah. I thought we would all have a bunch of similars. You guys haven't said, one. You guys said one of mine.
I'm surprised you guys didn't have that on there. There's also another one that I haven't heard.
I forgot all about it.
That maybe you guys might hate. I don't know. So basketball freestyle, we already talked about it. Number five. Number four, most valuable puppets, Nike.
Hey, LeBron.
Can we watch the finals? Are we going to get tickets to the finals?
Can we ask Kobe to give us tickets to the finals? How's Kobe preparing for the finals? Does he only eat chicken breast? Can we use the wings of those chicken to make wings and watch the finals? Why do they call them the finals anyway? They happen every year, right? Ain't nothing final about that. LeBron.
LeBron.
LeBron, come on, man. Cheer up. It took Mike 7 years. Sir Charles Barkley, he ain't even got a ring.
Not one.
Hey, so do you think they're going to go to game 7? Can we watch all the games together?
LeBron.
Can we tape the games?
LeBron.
Can we call Kobe after the games? LeBron. Can we play video games before watch the games?
LeBron, are you listening, LeBron?
LeBron.
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 That ad was fired.
Kobe and LeBron and Lil Penny came back too.
And I meant to put it in my modern versions.
And Lil Penny came back.
Fire.
Most valuable puppets. Damn. That's what I was talking about earlier when I'm saying the player is not necessarily in the commercial. It's like a puppet or something.
Yeah, those were fire.
Those were fire.
All right. So now the new number three, since you made me move out the McDonald's commercial, the MJ horse, Lil Penny. The original Lil Penny with the for the Penny One.
Mm-hmm.
Flames.
Wait, is that the one we did at the house party?
I don't remember what the first one was. I'm just saying, like, the ones promoing the first Penny shoot.
First Penny.
Okay. Was Chris Rock that big when that came out?
He wasn't that big.
He wasn't that big, yeah. What? His voice was, I mean, he probably did New Jack City. He probably did New Jack City before that, right?
Was bigger and blacker?
Oh, yeah, no. Mm-hmm. The Penny came out in 95?
When did Bigger and Blacker stand-up come out?
So.
Is that about the same time?
Yeah, no. New Jack City was in the 80s. That was like 89.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, they had like CB4. He had New Jack City.
But
and
he wasn't
that.
huge. He wasn't.
Nah, he wasn't. But that voice was very distinct.
Yeah. He was in I'm Gonna Get You Sucker was when the rib scene, right?
Yeah.
No, that was CB4, wasn't it?
No, that was I'm Gonna Get You Sucker.
That was when he said he won rib. Yeah. Bruh. That was when I was like, oh, Chris.
Yo, when we eventually do a top 10 funny comment, you know, that scene.
Chris Rock, one of the funniest people ever.
Alone. Anyways.
Yeah. Oh. Number two has already been said. Number two already been said. Bo Knows.
Bo Knows baseball. Bo Knows football. Bo Knows basketball too. Bo Knows tennis? No. Bo Knows wait. Boat, you don't know diddly.
Flames. I was a Raider fan. He got to be on my list.
True. The posters were tight. That's when Nike made posters. And he had on the
Hey, that was a must when you went to Kmart. Everywhere skipped through them posters.
That was a must.
Yeah,
that was a must. Yep. And he had on
there
the
was one with the shoulder pads and
with the baseball bat.
Yep.
And it had Bonos in the bat, and he had like another something around his neck. Another sneaker, I think. Or maybe it was just the pads in the back.
The shoulder pads, yeah, and the shoulder pads came down.
But there was another ad where it's like Bo dressed up like a hockey player. He's dressed up like a tennis player. He's dressed up like a football player, a basketball player.
Yeah, Bonos, everything.
One of the greatest ad campaigns ever.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. And then number one is a split.
Of course it's a split.
Between gotta be the shoes, and I don't know what to call the Jordan 4 ad, but when Mars Blackman had the white cement 4 and the black cement 4 up to his ear like that.
True.
Yo Holmes, Mars Blackman, chill of Air Jordan, who's been serving them hard jams all day with these thumping sneakers. Do you understand? These sneakers be housing across the country. Trendy and every homeboy be bum rushing to get some. They're hype, gabish, and I ain't frontin'. So if you're ill in the land to buy some, you'll be a toy. Am I making myself clear?
Uh-uh.
New Air Jordans from Nike are here.
Uh-huh.
split. Mars Blackman, got to be the shoes and the Jordan 4. So the Jordan 5 and the Jordan 4 commercials. Flames, best okay. commercial all time.
All right. My number 5, Tiger Woods ad. Mentioning honorable mentions. Tiger Woods at his prime, one, I mean, just being black, first of all, like having a black golfer was tight. But golf itself, even if you never played golf, when you see somebody play golf, you just think it's easy.
Yeah.
But seeing him do that with the ball, you know it's not. It just looked bananas. Tight. It was like number 4, the Barkley Godzilla ad. The reason why I love that ad, one, is because it was different. It was way different. But that was back when you actually had big men that played in the post, and Barkley was way undersized, but mm-hmm. he had the body, those big men, and they mm-hmm. compared those big men to Godzilla. Godzilla, in the commercial, puts on goggles. He puts on goggles as like a classic big man.
Mm-hmm.
Dope. Number 3, Iverson question, the question commercial. All right. This commercial, the best part about it was, I'm going to say this because I don't know. You might be able to say Mars Blackman commercials, maybe. But typically, most of the basketball sneaker commercials revolved around playing basketball. It had both. I remember a specific scene where, I don't know who it was talking, a coach or somebody said,
"When you see him run up and down the court, it's like seeing a bird released from a cage."
And he's walking on the streets of, like, Philly or somewhere, and the sneakers are on the sidewalk, and then it turns into hardwood basketball court. That was one of the first sneakers that showed you, like, you know what? Even though we were wearing them on the streets, it was like it went straight from the streets, like Iverson, straight to the basketball. I thought that was just genius fire. Number 2, which I thought one of you guys would have had. I thought you would have had it. This commercial, I didn't even have to think of nothing. When we said we were going to do this, yeah. First commercial came to my mind. Not Mars Blackman, nothing. First one. Jason Kidd Revolution commercial for Flight 95.
Oh, I did forget about that.
That commercial, I don't remember who was doing the voiceover, but he was like,
"Jason Kidd, Jason Kidd, Jason Kidd."
That commercial had Joe Johnson, Kevin Garnett, Jim Jackson, and Eddie Jones in it. But the commercial revolved strictly around Jason Kidd and the Flight 95s. So. Fire commercial. One of the best commercials. I'm watching that, and I'm watching with my stepson. Goosebumps. I got goosebumps watching it, bro. I said, yo, in the closet, pulled up them OGs and wore them around the house. Facts.
Shot a jump shot. Huh.
This number one, it's going to surprise you guys. This number one came out last year, all right? This, to me, might be, obviously, these are classics to us that we all discuss, the greatest commercials of all time. This one right here, I think, might be the greatest introduction to a signature athlete on a line is the Westbrook commercial. The Jordan, what was that, 31, 32? 30. Might be the greatest commercial.
29.
Well, remember, I text you guys, and we were watching something at the same time, and I said that commercial almost made me buy 30s. When the little kid, is talking, it's about a minute, 30 seconds, and the little kid is talking, and he is just like, and Westbrook's walking in the dark, and it's just focused on him, and the little kid is like, he's the no choir boy. He's taking all your stats. He's taking all your points, all your rebounds, all your assists. And Westbrook's walking out, and the kid said,
"The man is about to take off."
"Then I got you a window seat."
And that sound, there is no goosebumps, B. Goosebumps. There's no anticipation of a sound. The commercial, the engines of a jet start roaring like a regular, like 757. There's no anticipation of like getting on an airplane, taxiing out, sitting on that runway, mm-hmm. and you sitting there.
Hearing that.
And them engines get to roaring. There, bro, that happens in that commercial. I encourage everybody to watch that commercial. That commercial is what I mean about a sneaker commercial gives you a feeling. I text you two in the thread. I almost bought them strictly because of that commercial. Fire. And he said, "This is the new Big Bang." I said, "Where's my sneaker app?" I was like, I'm copping. So those are our classic ones. This one definitely for like the younger folks who might not have ever seen these commercials. Some of these commercials are so old looking on YouTube. You can't even make their faces out sometimes. Yeah. Like you can't even see it. I encourage everyone to watch it. Watch our YouTube page because I'm definitely going to put them in the ad as we're saying them. I'm glad some of you guys got some different ones. Like, because I thought we were all going to have the exact same one.
I thought so, too.
Great variety. Did. Yeah. That's a good variety. Listen, nobody had Iverson?
I knew you were going to respect Reebok. So I would have put a couple in, but.
Anyways. All right. Once again, big homie Johnny in the building. Glad you came through.
Thank always you guys all.
Anytime,
cool, cool.
You know, one of the homies who always listens to the podcast, and we definitely appreciate it, man. So
yeah.
Anytime you want to come through, let us know. We obviously got other people that want to come through, but like, man, let us know.
It was a pleasure hanging out with you guys. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Definitely going to keep listening to the podcast and keep promoting you guys because I think it's a great thing for the culture.
Appreciate
and
it.
And man.
Hear that pimp? That culture. IG, Twitter's all that again?
Fresh_DS23. That's going to go for Instagram, Snapchat, all of the social media.
Follow
stuff.
Them on everything. Anything else, anybody?
Thanks to everybody that participated in the votings for the Hall of Flames.
Are we putting another one up this week?
Next week.
We're going to put another one up next week. So we'll pick a new category. We'll pick a new 10 or 12 shoes for you to vote on.
I mean like, so basketball is not going to be again.
Basketball is not going to be again for another four sessions.
All right.
So we're going to come up with a different section. Different lifestyle, lights of shoes.
Might be running.
So stay tuned next week to find out. Thank you everybody that voted. Don't forget to check out Manor Boutique at 100 East Camelback Road, Suite 102. Mention the Sneak This ad. Get 20% off on your entire purchase until August 14th. Gear up. Get in there. And that's the Sneak This.
Boing.